Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Wealthy After 40 podcast. What is debt? And why do you even care? Why do you even care what that definition is? So the last two episodes, we talked about getting unstuck from just focusing on debt as your goal, and also how to view what is creating your goal so you can actually solve the problem instead of just paying off debt. So very important to have that vision, to have that view. And then last week's episode was about the myths, about statements people make and then to carry on for generation, helping you to change that role, change that model. And so today we're diving into very explanatory of what is debt and ways that you can manage debt. So again, if you are on a journey to paying off debt, don't forget the 5-day Breaking Free from Debt challenge in the Facebook group. Link is down in the show notes. Come and join. None of this will be really repeated there. It might be brought up, but there will be new information, ways for you to build a plan. And the final day is a Q&A, so you can ask the questions that you need for specific answers so that you know how to complete that personalized debt payoff plan. So I hope you'll join us there. Also, a reminder that we do the Facebook discussion post every Wednesday following the drop of the new episode. So if you want to come and learn more, ask questions, dive in deeper to the discussion, I would love to have you there. All right, so moving back to today's episode, what is debt? It is not a way of life, but it is a part of our life. So basically, debt is a delay of payment of an expense with a future cost. Okay. So in a sense, we have asked another person, I'm just going to say person, but right, it's a company, they're making money, this is what they do. We're asking them to pay the people we're buying the thing from. We're going to have them pay them. We're delaying our payment. And so we're going to pay this person on an agreed upon future cost, hence the interest, right? So essentially that is what we are doing. We're getting the item today, but we're delaying payment with a future cost, an agreed upon amount and agreed upon future cost. We know both of those going into it for a specific amount of time. That is what debt is, right? When we go into a debt contract with a lender, with a financier, with a banker, with whoever it may be, that is essentially what we are doing. We are delaying payment of our expense with an additional cost. So I think that's really important to think about. What does it mean when you charge something on your credit card and you don't pay it off by the payment date, right? And it's going to accrue interest. You are just delaying payment for the future for a cost. Your credit card company is going to charge you, right? You can pay the minimum, but I'm going to charge you this amount. They're going to make their money. Believe me, they are going to make lots of money. So understanding that specific definition and that flow is very important. Yes, we have to play a part in it. Yes, we have to do that. But understanding those three elements of debt can help us be a better user of debt. like we discussed in the last episode, that we need to participate in debt to create credit, right? A credit history. Once we have a credit history, more people will be able to let us borrow, especially for those bigger purchases such as a home. That's important. And understanding how to segue that is so important, but still understanding those elements of debt, that it's not just the initial price. It's not just a $20 bill that I'm putting on a credit card and not paying off. It becomes my future expense a bigger expense, right? It's this today's price with a future cost. And that is going to eat away essentially at your future money. That is another way for you to think about it. Every time you commit to, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it may be, you're committing your salary in that duration, in that time. Now, I don't want to sound gloom and doom. I think it's just really good to have a really understanding of debt and what it means so that you can also explain it to your children and help them get off on a better step, right? Your children or your grandchildren, whoever it may be. If you started your money journey and you didn't know, you were like, oh, people just go use a credit card for this and that works and it's easy, right? That's what you see. That is what you see, but having an understanding helps you better go, yeah, it's not quite that easy and it's going to cost me. And am I willing to give up something for that extra cost? Because that's ultimately what it's going to boil down to. Our salary, our income can only go so far. And if we want certain things, we've got to structure that so that we benefit ourselves. We look out for us, we be selfish for us, and we take care of ourselves. So, some tips to manage your debt. So to start this off, the first tip is to you choose the payment that will work, right? The payment of your income you're willing to commit to for X number of years, months, however they phrase it to you. So I want to share a little story that will kind of explain this better. And hopefully you can help those who are on their initial way to that. My husband and I, when we went to purchase our first home, early 90s, so way back when numbers were way different than they are now, interest rate was worse than it is now, but really looking the environment other than the inflation of home prices was very, very similar. So we had low inventory, you paid asking price or more, and interest rate was 10%. So that is what we were dealing with, but still we went into the lender. She is still our lender today. I will talk about that hopefully in a future episode about building your financial team and why you want to do that. So this was our first introduction to her. She was a referral from a friend. And so we walked in and we said, we want to buy a home that will not cost more than this much a month. And honestly, I don't remember what that number was. So we're like, we don't want to pay more than this a month. That's what we knew with the income we were making at the time that we could commit to for 30 years, right? Mortgages are a long time. So with that amount, she then told us what we qualified for. So I believe it was like less than 100,000 that we were looking at, that we were in that realm. So yes, a long time ago, less than $100,000 for a home, for a starter home. We did purchase a starter home with this first house. And so as we were working with our realtor, it was our first time with her as well. We kept her for many years till she retired. But she says, as we're looking, because we limited ourselves in other ways as well, but we had this limitation of, it had to be less than 100,000. With the market the way it was, the inventory was low. We were limiting to certain areas of one city. It's just what we had laid out for us. And she says, well, can't you just get somebody to co-sign with you to qualify for more? And we said, that's not the problem. We don't want to pay more. We had set our debt level for our home purchase at that amount. That was our choosing. It was not industry choosing. It was not social choosing. It was not family choosing. It was ours. And I want you to remember that your debt payment, your debt level is your choosing. Nobody forces you to. It's not a way of life. I want to say that again. And so you get to choose the payment you want to work with. So another way to look at managing your debt is how much debt do you want to take on? So there's kind of some industry standards out there. You'll hear people say not more than 30%. That has a little more clarification. That's with non-mortgage debt. With non-mortgage debt, it can be anywhere between 35, 45, and 45%. And it depends on who you go to. But really, do you want somebody else deciding what your level is? What do you feel comfortable with? Now, I know with today's prices, with inflation, with home prices that are so, oh my gosh, people have got to quit asking for it and people have got to quit paying for it for that to change and that to come down. But I think interest rates will continue to rise to deter that and hopefully force that back down. That's the only change, the only way it's going to happen. But anyways, be sure that you are being very, very clear on how much money you want, how much debt you want to take on. If you're a person that's comfortable with 50% or more of your income going towards debt, that's okay. If you are okay with that, defining that for yourself is so important. But understanding, and again, it goes back to the very first thing I covered on this episode about what is debt, right? What is debt? You are committing future income, future payments, future cost. So if you are in a job that is not secure, but you're going to commit to 30 years or you're going to commit to 60, 70% of your income, is that wise? That's my only question I'm going to ask you because it's for you to decide. But it's so important to come back to thinking about it for yourself and what the true cost is, right? If we are basing it off of today, that's okay, but we also need to think about the future. Things can happen. What are we willing to commit to?
Are you a Gen Xer looking to break free from the shackles of debt, secure your retirement, and embrace a life of financial confidence? Are you worried about your retirement savings? I get it. Life throws curveballs, but here's the good news. I'm here to help you on your path towards financial freedom. The Financial Freedom Accelerator, a 90-day financial transformation, is the ultimate solution to your financial worries. Imagine a life without debt where money works for you and you can build a legacy for your loved ones. In just 90 days, we'll teach you the basics of budgeting, saving, and debt reduction using our simple and effective cash flow payday budgeting method. No more sleepless nights over bills. Are you ready to take the first step toward financial security? Follow the links in the show notes or visit my website at www.elevatefinances.us for more information.
How long are you willing to commit to somebody? Do you want to commit to, a $2,000 a month mortgage for 40 years? And maybe you can. Situationally, if you're making money that covers that, great. So that's why you need to go off a percentage, stick with that because that's more relative to how much money you're making. And not everybody's going to be the same. And again, we don't make blanket statements like we talked about last episode. So make sure you define your rule, your why, your personal, so that if somebody asks you, you can explain further. That just educates them. Then they can create their own. That is very, very, very important. So another way to manage your debt is thinking about types of debt. Not only types of debt, but as you're going to go on your money journey, what other things may pop up, right? As Gen Xers, we are aging, we're getting older, some weird things are going on here, right? So there's a lot of normal things that age takes on, that healthcare comes on, right? Is that something that you're going to have to put, and take out debt for? Or are you going to have health insurance that's going to cover that? Just thinking about those different types of debt, meaning what situations are going to present themselves and what types of debt are you willing to take on? So when I talk about types of debt, there's credit card debt, there's secured, and that's unsecured, meaning you don't have an asset tied to that. So a vehicle loan is a secured debt, meaning that you have that asset tied to it. If you don't make a payment, they can take that, right? So in a sense, That's still not good, but they have something they can get money out of, which could reduce your payment back to them. So, like bankruptcy, right? Going down all that roads. So, thinking about what types of debt, are you somebody that's open to have a credit card? And if you are, define what it can be used for. I think that is so, so important. Now, I want to go back to when credit cards were not as, they're not as, they weren't used a lot. We didn't have debit cards. I mean, I'm going back to the 80s, watching my parents. We go on a trip, the car, the engine catches fire. So we're out of state. We only have a check to use. There were times that I could see a credit card would be beneficial. But of course, my parents were raised with those beliefs, with those thoughts about credit cards are bad, right? Debt is bad. Now they can be. I'm not going to say they're good. And we already talked about that in last episode about defining that for yourself. But having a credit card, they could have paid for the vehicle, right? But we had an out-of-state check, so my dad maneuvered, but then it was a whole different story. But if that would be a situation that you would be like, you know what, I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay to use a credit card for that. Some people use it for all of their monthly purchases and then they pay it off at the end of the month and they get the rewards. But you need to define, I have a credit card, or if you have multiple credit cards, what is their use? What is their purpose? How does it support your money journey? Right? Think about all of those things. Having those things created also help you to be a better manager of your money, of your spending. It just puts things more in line with, okay, I am willing to take on debt to this amount. I am willing to have a credit card and I will use it in these situations, just like we define our savings buckets for vacation, for debt payoff, right? For furniture, home remodel, whatever it may be. The same thing needs to happen with your credit. When can you use credit? What types of credit do you want to use? What things are you willing to put on your credit card that you can't pay off at the end of the month? Just thinking through all of those situations and really helping yourself better understand what debt is to you. Okay, so we did ask, what is debt? But what is debt to you? How does debt fit into your money journey? How does it help you go from point A to point Z in a positive respect? Okay, debt costs us. Debt puts us at risk. Debt does have a negative connotation, but you can create it as a positive within your money journey by defining all of those things. And I will repeat those. Choose the payment that will work. Don't just walk in and go, you have a really good interest rate. Yep, I'm gonna do that. No, ask. Ask how much of your monthly money is going to be committed to that. How much debt total will you take on? Where do you feel comfortable? When we were able to pay off everything but our mortgage one time on our journey, and then we took on for a recreational piece of property and sporting toys that went with it, and then we were able to pay that off a second time to just have our mortgage. That debt can be manageable. Debt should be manageable, but having a plan before you go into it and a full understanding is so important. So, again, choose the payment. How much debt will you take on? What types of debt are you okay with? And what things are you okay to put on your credit card or credit cards? Make sure those are defined. Those are your action step from today's episode. Please, if you have any other questions, let me know. And I look forward to seeing you in the Facebook challenge. I'm excited to share all my thoughts and ideas with that and support you on your money journey. Till next week.
Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Having a community of support is important to your financial success. I would love to have you join me in my free Facebook community, All Things Personal Finance. Inside this group, every live training, action challenge, and posts are filled with tips and strategies to help you progress to financial freedom. If you have questions from today's episode or want to learn more, follow me on Instagram at Elevate Finances. If you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about how I can support you with one-on-one coaching. Thanks and have a wonderful day.